Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome, Dan Bach. It's the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. We're presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. I really hope you check them out. I think you'll enjoy their site. Phenomenal sponsor. Big tournament, as always, coming up on Sunday for the NFL contest. Unlike the other sites, they do include the normal Sunday Night Football. Not this week, because we've got no Sunday Night Football, so I guess I shouldn't tout that up this week. But typically, they do. And they're doing really good things this NBA season. A fun roster build. Sometimes you can get stuck on a certain path on the other sites. Not so much over on Fantasy Draft. They've got their half-price rake head-to-heads. They've got a new limiter in terms of the number of people who can pick up your contest. So always go through our links here in Roto Grinders, and I think you'll enjoy your experience and help support our sponsor of the podcast. Today, we're going to be looking a little NBA as we move on to this, what is it, Thursday night? Yes, it's crazy. The week is flying on by, and we got a five-gamer for us to go through. So we'll give you the baseline analysis, as we always tell you. We do this early in the morning, or morning grind does it, oftentimes the night before. It's hard to, you know, get a full picture of NBA this early in the day. So we kind of set the baseline, talk about the scenarios that could play out, and we highly encourage you guys to check back and use our content throughout the day, especially for NBA. You know, MLB, it's a little bit easier. Obviously, you've got lineup changes, which can switch some things around in terms of who we are looking to target. But for the most part, you know, stats are stats. And we're looking at, you know, the head-to-head matchups. And, you know, opportunity is just what really drives NBA. So we hope you find these things useful. We get good feedback on them. But I just want to really encourage people to use the up-to-date content we have, including our court reports. We also have a new correlations tool, which is actually kind of cool. Make sure you read through that. Crunch Time, Andy Means, Grinders Live, all those kind of things. Put them all together, and we think we'll help you build better lineups. That's the goal here at Roto Grinders. All right, let's get to the slate tonight. And again, we only got five games for us. You know how I do it. I break it down position by position. We kind of differentiate a little bit from the other guys who go game by game. So we'll start at the point guard spot today. And again, in terms, you know, actually, let's go through the injuries. That's kind of what we usually start out with. And not too much really at the point guard position. I'm going to go through each spot. Not much at point guard in terms of injuries that we need to take note of today. Over at shooting guard, we'll see what Donovan Mitchell does. You know, he didn't play yesterday. So that obviously opened up a ton more shots for other players, because, well, let's face it, you know, he was the guy shooting the ball 15 times or so. But the problem we run into is they just couldn't score. You know, they had less than 80 points against Oklahoma City yesterday. And, you know, you look at the uptick of shots, I suppose Alex Burks, probably he and Cephalosha and Rodney Hood tied for the most shots at 11. But again, not a single player yesterday in Utah played over 30 minutes. Kind of interesting. But that happens oftentimes on the front end of a back-to-back. But we'll wait and see if there's any status change for him here today. J.J. Redick left the last game for Philadelphia. Did not play in the second half with a hamstring injury. It's hard to say what the really upgrade there is. I mean, I guess it could be some T.J. McConnell. I guess it could be some TLC. But ultimately, with Embiid supposedly returning today, I think that's the guy that we're potentially going to want to use here against Toronto. All right, that's the shooting guard injuries. Move on to small forward. I don't think we've got much at this position here today. Not really. Over at power forward, Porzingis, that's the big one. I think he's going to play today. I think he was darn close to playing the other day. Steve Popper, we don't know if he's any relation to John Popper. That's the only other Popper that I know. John Popper, pretty sneaky decent back in the day for Blues Traveler. Any guy who can jam on the harmonica like that, I'm a fan. Not that a harmonica is like the hardest thing to master. It's probably not. But I always like myself a little bit of John Popper. But I'm not going to lie, when he lost all that weight, he just, I don't know, there's the guys who are, you know, fat guys, and then you see him lose all the weight, and they just never look the same. There's something different about him, but obviously a healthier lifestyle, that's for sure. But Kristaps Porzingis, he should be good to go tonight against Boston. We'll see with Jason Tatum. I think he's going to play. Looks like he dislocated his finger yesterday. He ended up coming back into the game, so really doubtful that he'll be out. Marcus Morris looks like he is. We'll see whether or not he plays today on the 19th. You know, he's kind of been out for a little while, and certainly, yeah, I'm sure he's not going to play here today. He hasn't played like the last eight games or so, so we can pretty much ignore him. Over at center again, Joel Embiid. We'll see if he's supposed to play today. I could be wrong on this because it says he's supposed to mix the next two games, but is expected to be ready to play on Christmas Day versus the Knicks. So if he would be out, that would obviously bring the usage back into a guy like Rashawn Holmes, potentially, who's priced up a little bit now over on FanDuel at 30 or 5,900 when he was in the 3K range not that long ago. We did have the return of Derek Favors yesterday, so he didn't do anything in that return, but he did return, so we'll see about Ekpe Udoh. I don't think we probably want to go to Mr. Udoh today. Did he played 18 minutes yesterday. And then the other thing to take note of, and I was just a donkey on DraftKings and, you know, didn't look ahead. I mean, we make mistakes all the time, but literally, like, fish play. Played Greg Monroe yesterday and didn't play a single minute. And I was in a hurry. I didn't do as much research as normal. And sure enough, you know, it was a Tyson Chandler day. Considering Phoenix played yesterday, that means today should be a Greg Monroe day because the freaking coaching staff out there in Phoenix is a bunch of idiots, a bunch of donkeys who are just doing this kind of rotational deal between these guys. It's really, really annoying. I didn't check that team. I really hope that wasn't like a tournament-winning team with a zero. It's possible it was. I mean, I think I was doing all right on that team. We'll see. I'll have to look back. But yeah, that was a mistake by me. So, but today could be a Greg Monroe day because that's usually how it works. I don't play these guys back-to-back because, God forbid, you know, these finely-tuned athletes have to play games 2 days in a row. Good God. So we'll see about Greg Monroe. Yeah, a little sarcasm in my voice there. All right, so that's kind of what we got on the injury front. Let's get into the breakdown of the matchups, the players. And, you know, at point guard, there is some potential value here. And, you know, I think it's going to depend on, you know, whether or not we trust Mario Chalmers' minutes. Played a bunch last game. And now he gets Phoenix, and I think he's a better player than Andrew Harrison, who's gotten the start the last few games. And you know, he's only 3,600 over on FanDuel. Fantasy Draft 84, DraftKings 43. And you know, he played 27 minutes last night, gave you 26 fantasy points on DraftKings. So that's really what you're looking for. You're trying to get that 6X. You pretty much got it there with him. And at FanDuel at 3,600, that is just really, really cheap. And we know Phoenix 30th in the DVP rankings. That's going to make Chalmers very interesting. Harrison, let me see where he's at. He is 43 to 36 on FanDuel. And DraftKings, he's at 4K. Fantasy Draft, he's at 7,800. I just don't see him being very good. You know, if Chalmers was out, then maybe. But that's not the situation we've got today. So I think Chalmers is absolutely in play for us as a value option at this position. Isaiah Cannon, the good old Cannonball, you know, played yesterday back-to-back, you know, 3,700 his salary on FanDuel, 48 on DraftKings. It's just too much. Don't play him there. Same with 92 on Fantasy Draft. I think you could make a case on FanDuel at that price. But yesterday played 22 minutes, but did shoot 12 shots in that time. Did give you 2 rebounds, 3 assists. You know, if he would have made like 5 of 12, probably makes value on that salary, but he only made two. So you love the fact that he's willing to jack it up. And he did have that big 37 burger a couple of games ago against Dallas. So a guy strictly probably on FanDuel that you're looking at as somebody who could be in play. Kyrie Irving goes to Madison Square Garden. I'm interested in this, especially on a day where we're somewhat starved for stars. And, you know, we've got LeBron, but he's playing the Bulls. Even though the Bulls are playing really well right now, I like LeBron to put up a big number, or Cleveland to put up a big number on them. But if you're not a believer in LeBron or don't want to pay that, you know, monstrous salary, then I think we can look over to Kyrie Irving today. $8,700 is his salary over on FanDuel, and I think on DraftKings, salaries are kind of off here. I have to double check. I've got 87 on DraftKings too. Hold on, let me bring up the different projection models so I can have both of these. But Kyrie Irving scored 30 points or more in, I think it's like four of his last five games. Let's see. It is 1, 2, 3, 4 out of his last five, and looks like five out of his last seven. I mean, he's just a scorer. He's from the Northeast. You have that little narrative going there. And, I mean, the fact that New York, 28th DVP versus that point guard position, is definitely going to make him a desirable play for us today. So Kyrie checks in 87 over on DraftKings and on FanDuel today. So I like him a good bit. Definitely a guy I'm looking to play today. Kyle Lowry against Philadelphia at $8,500. He just played last night against Charlotte. Didn't do a whole lot there. Only 23 fantasy points in that game. I don't want to say it was a blowout, but I'm not sure on that one. But again, back-to-back, the one thing I'm really noticing this year, teams are very cognizant of that, and they're really limiting the numbers for, or the minutes for players on those games, especially on that front end. So again, Philadelphia, not a team great defensively versus that point guard, 24th in the DVP. If you want to spend up, again, if you're not comfortable with like the Chalmers type options, then you know you could just put Kyrie and Lowry in there and be very, very comfortable today. We've got value in another name, Ricky Rubio. Now, last night was a tough matchup, of course, and he didn't do much of anything in that game against Oklahoma City. I think a lot of people thought, hey, he's going to get more usage. We should fire him up. Didn't really pan out that way. Now he gets a date against San Antonio. Not an easy game by any measure. But he's really cheap on FanDuel at just $5,100. On DraftKings, again, our salaries are a little messed up on the projections page. But $5,400 over there, so still pretty good value. Definitely don't be playing that $12K over on Fantasy Draft. That is that's a hard pass for me. Chris Dunn versus Cleveland. I mean, I just don't love the salary on it. 73 on FanDuel, 73 on DraftKings, 78 on FanDuel, 13-4 on Fantasy Draft. He's been really good, though. And again, I talk about it all the time. He is definitely one of these guys. I don't want to use the term Draymond because he doesn't do what Draymond does, but he definitely can get you, you know, steals in particular. 3-2-2-4-0-3-3. That's like his game logs over the last seven games. And you could say that's an outlier, but it's really not. I mean, I've been following Chris Dunn since he was at Providence. And he's always been a guy who would get a bunch of steals. And on FanDuel in particular, like, that's a huge edge. It's 3 points each on one of those. So those can add up quick. You hate relying on things like that, but I just don't love it. I mean, Cleveland's still a mediocre defensive team, in my opinion. If you're stacking this game up, he's probably a piece that you want to get in there, but it's not a plan for me today. Tony Parker should be back on the back-to-back. He didn't play yesterday, either did Kawhi Leonard, but very limited interest for me on that front. All right, let's get to shooting guard here today. And I think we can look at Alex Burks a little bit based on what I saw, assuming Mitchell is out. You know, 4K on FanDuel, 47 on DraftKings. And, you know, kind of got back up in the mid-20s. You know, when we had some injuries, Rodney Hood, Burks was the guy who played really well in that. And not that he played really well yesterday, but he did finish, when it was all said and done, 32 fantasy points. So he's a guy I think is going to drive some ownership. You know, typically if it was a full slate against the Spurs, you'd probably say, nah, not really. But on a shorter slate like this, and especially at this shooting guard position where there's not maybe a lot to love, I think he kind of sticks out a little bit today. Tyreke Evans against Phoenix. Again, 29th versus the shooting guard position in the DVP. We know we're going to have a high total in this game. Evans coming off pretty subpar game yesterday. You know, did take 18 shots, but just didn't make many of them. And that was the problem, because he had 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. That's all on par for a guy who's going to give you a 40 fantasy point game. But he only scored 10 real life points. If he gives you the 25, 22, 29, 27, those are all what he's had in 4 of the 5 games before then. You're looking at like a 50 burger for him. So I'm really going to buy some shares of him at shooting guard today. 76 on DraftKings and 78 on FanDuel. I like that a good bit. DeMar DeRozan, safe play today against Phoenix. Another team, 22nd in that DVP. Don't love that 8,800 on DraftKings, 16.5 on Fantasy Draft. And a guy who's really scoring dependent, again, doing a little bit better at the assist and rebound numbers this year than I think we've had in the past. I mean, again, he's fine. And today might be just a day where you just don't pay for LeBron and you pray to yourself, you know, don't put a 70 burger up LeBron. You can live with 50, but don't give him a 70, because I just don't know if there's enough value pieces today that's just going to blow it out of the water to justify it. So fair and balanced could be the way to go, and DeRozan could be a part of that. I was buying into some of this Justin Holiday yesterday, and that didn't quite pan out great. 22 fantasy points back-to-back here against Cleveland. 56 over on DraftKings. Got a little bit of a bump of a salary over there. Still 4,900 on FanDuel, so we've got some value there. Dwayne Wade, the revenge narrative against Chicago. And let me look on the logs. I want to say he went ham against them last time. Not quite ham, but scored 24 real-life points, 34 fantasy points. That's a big, big game for him. They rested yesterday. I don't think they play again until Christmas. Might be wrong on that. Maybe they play on... I'll have to double-check the chart. They probably play one more time before then. But, you know, Wade, again, he's somebody that... when he doesn't play a lot of minutes, but he's really productive when he's in there. He's cheap, like 5,200 on DraftKings, 54 on FanDuel. I mean, I don't see it today against the Bulls. But again, he definitely could have a little chip on his shoulder after, you know, not really enjoying that situation there for a while. We've got Rodney Hood at 5,600. Guy did take some shots last night, just didn't make very many of them. And again, he's so shooting, scoring dependent. He had 0 rebounds, 0 assists, and 1 steal in 27 minutes yesterday. So usually not going to be that bad. I probably would rather go to Alec Burks on the cheap than spend up at all for him. If you're looking for some other value here, I don't hate J.R. Smith at 4.2. Don't hate Kyle Korver at 3.7 as, you know, some value pieces, but I don't think that's going to be, you know, my lineup build today is to pay down at shooting guard. I already talked about it. You know, small forward, you got LeBron James. He's the best player on the slate. You probably want to play him, but you still need to find enough pieces to have big games. And on shorter slates, I get a little bit leery of that, especially when there are fair and balanced pieces. So I don't know if I'm probably going to go there today. Covington still feels a little expensive at 7K, but here's the deal. Like, especially if we get no J.J. Redick, I was looking at wings, and there's just not a lot of them out there. I think we could see him play in the mid-30s, especially if Embiid is out. Not a guy who actually gets a big bump when Embiid is out, but I don't mind him here a little bit against Toronto. Now, that DVP rank stands out, and it's ugly. It's a number one in the entire league. But, you know, you look at your other options at this position, there's not a lot to go to. Now, Denzel Valentine moved into that starting lineup and played pretty well against Orlando the other day. They're one of the worst defensive teams in the league, but in 28 minutes gave you 37 fantasy points. So he's still cheap. So I think he's a guy that people will be playing today at the small forward spot for value if you need it. Let's see. Joe Johnson starts, but he's not any good against San Antonio. I'm probably going to pass on that one. Jaylen Brown, kind of interesting here against the New York Knicks. He's another guy who he's not going to blow it out of the water. 5,500 over on FanDuel or on DraftKings, 57 on FanDuel, 10-6 on Fantasy Draft. Did take 10 shot attempts. And the off chance Jaylen Brown would be out or some people would sit, maybe we're looking to him. Here's the guy that I am fascinated about, and I think I'm going to play him, and I think it's Kawhi Leonard on FanDuel at 5,500. DraftKings, he's at 6K. Fantasy Draft, he's at 13.4. I'm not playing him there. You know, he played 15, 16, 15 minutes, and he gave you 27, 28, and 11 fantasy points. They played yesterday, didn't play in that game. Obviously, they're not going to play him on the back-to-backs, but I think this is a spot for him to maybe get into the 20s. If he gets into the 20s and he's 5,500 on FanDuel, we're going to regret not playing him. So I think he's in play today at this price. It's Utah. It's not the greatest spot, but as we saw yesterday, Utah's defense is kind of a joke when you take Gobert out and you had Paul George, you had Russell Westbrook basically having their way. So I think he's in play with the price down today at 5,500. If we get any sort of word that the limit's like 25 minutes, then lock and load. I think I'd take 20. At 5,500, I don't love the 15, 16 minutes he's been playing, but he still gave you about 5x or 4.5x when he had, 27, 28 fantasy points that day. So it's not like the end of the world. It's not like the worst case scenario there. The price is coming down. Take advantage of it. When he plays a full 30 minutes, you're going to love it. So I think today could, I would say, be the day he gets that far, but definitely a guy I'm looking at tonight. All right, power forward today. Jay Crowder, I talked about how terrible he was the other day, and he played pretty well. He's still really cheap at 3,700. Keep your eye on him just because he's a minutes play, and you know it is against the Chicago Bulls. Let's see what he did against Chicago a couple games ago. Yeah, 19 fantasy points. You're like, I don't want that, but he's dirt cheap. 3,700, 3,500 again. I'm probably not playing him if I'm you know, not playing LeBron today. I feel like if you're playing LeBron, you're going to need these cheapies. And I don't think I'm playing LeBron today. I don't have a problem playing Porzingis against Boston. This guy is going to eat when he's back out there. I don't think there's any sort of minutes restriction on him. He's not free by any standard at 9,500 over there on FanDuel. DraftKings a little bit cheaper at 89. Do really like that 15-4 on Fantasy Draft. Fire that one up if he goes, and he should go here against Boston at home. No Embiid means Dario Saric should be back on our radar. You know, he and Ben Simmons are fine. I mean, this is definitely a kind of pay-up spot here. I'm not loving the value. Amir Johnson, Jay Crowder. I mean, I suppose you could go there, but pretty ugly spots. Guys like Ben Simmons, Sarge, Porzingis, all interesting here today. Serge Ibaka, he ended up playing yesterday and has been pretty good lately. I mean, look at these game logs for Ibaka. I mean, I don't know where this suddenly came from, but 38, 31, 41, 33, 29, 29, 39. It's been really good for this guy who's pretty much been trash for a good part of the beginning of this year and last season. And 5,900 over on DraftKings. I think he is 64 on FanDuel, so the price is coming up a little bit. But Philly, not very strong on that interior. You can make a case for him today. Mirotić against Cleveland. This guy's been just shooting the lights out and, you know, just being a great fantasy performer. But he only played 21 minutes yesterday. Again, kind of going back to what I talked about. Front end of the back-to-back. They're spreading out minutes. He only played, you know, 21. I feel like he could get into the upper 20s. And it's hard to keep this guy off the floor when he's giving you 15 and 10 in 21 minutes. And just yesterday, we had their head coach say that they, you know, want to have him and Lauri Markkanen out on the floor together more often. And he's been their best player here recently. 67 over on FanDuel. So his price, or DraftKings, went from 59, 64, now to 67. On Fantasy Draft at 12.6 is all right, but still worry a little bit about the minutes. I'd rather go down to Saric if we don't have Embiid out there. Sneaky play for you could be Jeff Green at 43 on DraftKings, 46 on FanDuel, 82 on Fantasy Draft. Dude's been playing hard, and he's also a guy who's going to get some garbage time if Cleveland ends up blowing out Chicago. Now, Chicago's been pretty darn competitive. Let me see if we've got a line on this game here. Cleveland favored by 11 at home, so it's a pretty big number there. And Jeff Green's a guy who I think is going to get playing time in that kind of garbage time, who can still score the basketball a little bit. So I think he's sneaky value for you tonight if you need some. Not going to be chalk value. All right, at the center position, we've got Aaron Baines as the top guy out there. Now, if Al Horford would decide to sit today, then absolutely, you know, that's a guy that we're going to be looking at here tonight. But it's hard to know whether or not that's exactly going to happen. Marc Gasol against Phoenix, back into the back-to-back, not great, but did play well yesterday. Going against Greg Monroe defense, hopefully, today. And that's a big bump because that guy's not any good at defense. So Gasol at 8,300, pretty fair price over there on FanDuel today. And on DraftKings, he's at 82. Fantasy Draft, 14.6. You're firing that up on Fantasy Draft all day long. Kevin Love, Al Horford, 8K, 76 on FanDuel. Probably would rather just go up and get Gasol if I'm choosing between those two. Might be Horford here. He came off a little bit of a bad game last time out. Defensively, DVP-wise, they're pretty good, but he will face off against some Enes Kanter, who is not good. I don't know how New York has the fourth DVP ranking with him as their center, but they do. Maybe Kyle O'Quinn, a little bit better defensively or something, but I think Al Horford's fine in this one. And the thing about him that I love is really fits that system perfectly. I mean, he's such an unselfish player, great passer. Gets to the ball at the top of the key, and he makes plays for other people, which not a lot of centers are able to do that. Just a great fit for Stevens' offense. Valanciunas against Philly, you know, whether Embiid plays or not, he's a guy that I think we can look at a little bit. They just are not really good versus centers so far this season. I've seen guys like Clint Capella go bonkers. You know, second game of the year they faced off, and he did absolutely nothing, but 23rd, the DVP for Philadelphia, and after watching the games, that's very apparent why. It might be tough to go to Greg Monroe today going against Gasol in that tough defense. I think he's really cheap on DraftKings still at 47, so that's the place you want to play him, or on Fantasy Draft at 88, probably not on FanDuel today at that number. And I think that's going to cover what we're looking today. One more shot in the dark, Tristan Thompson. Another guy who could be playing in some garbage time. Really solid performance in 18 minutes against Milwaukee the other day, but that's like the plum matchup for a guy like Tristan Thompson. Just, they don't rebound the ball well, and it's one of the few things he does. So probably not going there today, but just thought I'd throw that one out there. So that's it. Tidy little game for us tonight, and we are out for today. We thank you so much for the listen, the download, being a part of what we do at rotogrinders.com. And I'm not going to talk to you until next week, which will mean it'll be after the old Christmas holiday. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, whatever you might celebrate. But hopefully you have a great festive season. And do know, NBA-wise, we're going to have great content for you here on Roto Grinders. We actually have Bobby and STL. They're going to fire up a premium NBA show. They're going to record that on Sunday. So that'll be available to you for the incredible Sunday basketball slate, which is one of my favorite ones of the entire year for hoops. Great competitive games. You can, you know, eat some food, open some presents, watch some basketball, and maybe win some money, which is always a good thing. So check that out. And, of course, NFL this weekend, one of the last two full weekends we have. So enjoy it. Mangone will have you covered tomorrow. Thanks again for Fantasy Draft for sponsoring this very show. And you can catch me if you're looking for more of me on XM today. And tomorrow I will be with you in our normal 1 to 2 spot. We will be back at 6 to 7 Eastern come January. I believe the second week of January we will be back 6 to 7 talking Daily Fantasy Hoops with you right until roster lock. So be exciting to be back in that drive time slot on XM. But till then, happy holidays to all of you, and we'll chat coming up next week. Till then, I'm Dan Bach wishing you good luck, and we will see you.